today begins early voting, and one of the big contested races is for state representative for the 98th district, with three Republicans and a Democrat trying for the seat being vacated by current Representative Daryl Kick, who term limits out of the seat after this year. Because there is only one Democrat on their ballot, Annie Homstad of Howard, she will automatically be on the November ballot as the Democratic candidate as long as she receives one vote in the March primary. Three Republicans are all looking for the nod to be on the November ballot: Mark Heiner of Howard, Brandon Lape of Danville, and Scott Pullins of Mount Vernon. Heiner says that he's always been politically active, including starting a Republican club in Apple Valley, and after realizing that a lot of lawmakers are taking the state down the wrong path and that voters needed another option, he decided that he would be good for the position, and his wife agreed, along with many others that he reached out to.
I want to represent the district. I'm not running to push agendas in Columbus. I'm very concerned about taxes. Our taxes keep going up, and the government keeps getting bigger and expanding, and as long as the tax revenue keeps flowing, it's going to keep expanding. We need to shrink the size of government, return that tax money back to the taxpayers. They'll spend it on goods and services, and that will create more tax revenue. That's been shown time and time again that that works. And the other thing that I'm very passionate about is education. Our schools need help. They've got a lot of regulations that are preventing them from running their districts. So I've talked to a lot of teachers. They all say they're spending most of their time doing paperwork and preparing for tests. They don't have the time to teach kids in the class. And we need to get that stuff out of their way so that they can be educators once again.
Lape, who has not served in office previously but has ran for U.S. Congress in 2020 versus Bob Gibbs and 2022 versus Troy Balderson, says he ran for Congress first because it had the largest district office he was qualified for, it gave name recognition, and he had a lot of information about the federal government and what could be done better.
So I learned a little bit about the perception of taxation being legal plunder, and that was one thing that really drove me to, like, hey, you're collecting taxes, and if you have, you know, a windfall where you have all this excess budget, which we have at the state level at least, instead of doing pet projects, maybe we should look at rolling that into next year's budget and then lowering taxes. So I'm very much a proponent for smaller government and less spending and lower taxes. I actually had a little blip where I became a libertarian, and I still have libertarian mindset because their platform is pretty solid. They actually have, within the Republican Party, there is the Liberty Caucus, which is very similar platform to the Libertarian Party. They're a lot more conservative when it comes to spending everybody's tax dollars.
Heiner emphasizes that education is big for him, and he would like to see competition between private and charter schools, and he would also like to see the state income tax be phased out and see something done about property taxes, which keep rising and could go even higher as development continues with Intel coming into Ohio.
And the corporate activity tax is punitive to businesses. They've made changes to it over the years. It's more palatable to smaller businesses, but it's still a problem, and there's other ways to do it. I'm very worried about education in our state. We've got all this growth going on. Businesses will tell you it's difficult to find employees. We need to focus on workforce development. We need to support our vocational schools. The mantra of every kid needs to go to college was wrong the day they started pushing it. College isn't right for everyone, and there's example after example of kids that go to vocational school, learn a trade, and they don't have the college debt. With all the development going on with the Intel project down in Licking County, they're going to draw people out of our district to work down there, which is going to leave us shortages of tradespeople here in our district.
Lape says that he would like to empower the local governments after seeing some industrial solar issues in Knox County and Coshocton receiving wastewater from East Palestine.
I want to work to support and empower our county, township, and municipal governments to protect themselves from companies and institutions that threaten public health and or public safety. So protecting water is crucial. And that is one of the number one things that I would like to tackle. So this kind of has like a multi-forked issue, but we can fix a lot of it by empowering our local governments to do something about it. So protecting Ohio is for me, my entire platform, I'm running specifically to protect Ohio from federal overreach, coordinate with the private market in order for Ohio to grow. And I would really like to see Ohio become a place where people want to stay and retire.
Heiner says that he wants to represent the district and has already started attending as many of the village, township, and commissioner meetings as he can.
I've promised all the commissioners that I will attend their meetings at least once a quarter, and I'm pretty confident I can do it more frequently than that. I'm asking to be your representative. I can't represent you if I don't know what you want. So I need to be in your communities, talking to you, and I can't talk to every constituent in the district, but I can talk to the people you've elected locally, find out what your concerns and needs are, so that I can work effectively in Columbus to help get the district what they need. I've been endorsed by Holmes County Recorder Anita Hall, our current representative Daryl Kick. My friends and neighbors in Knox County Republican Party have endorsed me overwhelmingly. Americans for Prosperity, the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, the Ohio Value Voters, and I have an A rating with the Buckeye Firearms Association.
Lape says that the role of a state representative is to serve the people, and a lot of his experience is in customer service type roles, and he's running because he recognizes the need to protect Ohio and manage the level of growth and keep affordable cost of living.
I've worked in food service, retail sales, healthcare, manufacturing, and information technology, IT. In all those industries, I've been involved in service. And my objective is to represent them at the State House and what their needs are. And it's a support level at this point. I'm here to support them. I'm a DIY person. I do a lot of stuff myself, hands-on. I printed my own flyers for this campaign, mainly because I have limited resources. I know what it's like to live at the paycheck. And if they've ever wanted to vote for somebody that is a jack-of-all-trades, the person that wants to help them, then this is their opportunity to do so.
Pullins, the third candidate running as a Republican, did not get back to our inquiry at the time of writing this story. Whichever Republican of Heiner, Lape, and Pullins wins the primary election will face Homestead in the November race to be the state representative. There are several other positions in Holmes County that are uncontested and therefore with one vote will move on to November. Early voting goes until March 17th, and you can find ours and other election information on boe.ohio.gov/homes.